A family, whose chihuahua was attacked and killed last week on Hillcrest Avenue, feels traumatized and abandoned after little action was taken against the unleashed dog and its owner. The man walking the dog also suffered injuries to his hand after trying to defend his pet. The dog, named Charlie, had to be put down after the attack because the injuries were so severe. See. Vicious dog attacks and kills chihuahua, bites owner as he tries to fight it off. Not only has the family lost a beloved pet, it feels local authorities have not been motivated to take action against the attacking dog or its owner, leading them to believe there is little protection for people in the city against unleashed vicious dogs. Carl Cheverier is best friends with the dog owner, and it was he that was walking Charlie that night. He still feels deeply traumatized. I watched my dog get ripped apart in front of me, he said sadly. His grief is worsened by the feeling nothing is being done. I'm disappointed in the system that's supposed to protect us. I'm at a loss for words. I get they have rules, but there need to be some consequences. Cheverier says at minimum the attacking dog should be muzzled and the owner charged. If the owner can't control his dog, they need to figure something out. I'm sure it will happen again in the future, and the next time it might not be someone's animal, it might be a kid. I'm frustrated. The whole extended family feels re-victimized by a lack of action and compassion by authorities. This guy is basically getting away with everything, a frustrated Lynn Pierce, the mother of Carl, told Beta Day. Police apparently can't lay charges, she said. Beta Day contacted police spokesman David Woolley. The North Bay Police Service has been working closely with the family to gather information in this case in an effort to determine if the attack had a criminal element to it, Woolley responded by email. The NBPS has notified the Ontario SPCA, the North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit, and North Bay by law enforcement of the incident and investigation. If a dog attacks a person or domestic animal, the owner can be charged under the Dog Owner Liability Act. If it is determined that there was no criminal element to the unfortunate incident, the role of enforcement will remain with the City of North Bay by Law Department. But City by Law Officer Ron Melnick says it's not his department's responsibility. With regards to the dog bite attack, it has been investigated by NBPS as they enforce the DOLA legislation. The Humane Society is contracted by the city to conduct animal bylaw enforcement, which in this case would include the dog being off leash while on public property. A call to the Humane Society by Beta Day was not returned. Instead, Liam Cullen, executive director, issued this statement by email. The North Bay Humane Society is aware of an incident involving a dog attack which took place in North Bay on Thursday, August 5. We are working with local police to gather information and evidence to gain a clearer picture of the incident as concerns municipal bylaws regarding companion animals. Pierce believes the owner has been fined but no action has been taken against the man in charge of the dog, apparently because he is disputing he is the dog's legal owner. She feels the Humane Society is more sympathetic toward the owner than the victims. She's like, oh poor him, he was really upset about all this, blah, blah, blah. She doesn't give a shit that we lost our dog. The Humane Society won't tell Pierce the name of the dog owner, or how much the fine is. She feels let down by them, not even forcing the dog to wear a muzzle. For them to make the dog wear a muzzle and take precautions so he doesn't do this again, they have to take him to court and it's going to take up to 5 years because of COVID, she was told. The attack and lack of response are having a major emotional effect, even preventing Pierce from going to work. I'm on stress leave now and medications. My son is traumatized. Our family pet is gone. Nobody gives a shit about that, nobody. I feel defeated. Nobody gives a shit about anything we're going through. And nobody can get hold of anybody through the health unit, she said. The North Bay Parry Sound Health Unit was heavily involved in a controversial alleged dog bite downtown in 2014 involving Rob Shalas and his dog, Dunage. A call by Beta Day to the health unit was not returned. I feel defeated, I really feel defeated, said a tearful Pierce.